This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
Everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor, along with my co-host, Chris Weigel, where every week, every Saturday, we are here doing life together with you. And we're just so glad that you've joined us today. Well, Chris, last week you left me and you went
to Vegas. You know, the theme song of the show says doing life together.
I know you went to Vegas.
And then the week before you were out. So we had this is the first time we've been in the studio together.
Yeah. To do life together. So did what happened in Vegas stay in Vegas?
For the most part, yes. I brought back some great broadcasting knowledge. So that didn't stay in Vegas. That came with me.
Well, and we should tell people that you were at the National Association of Broadcasters, so it wasn't like you were out there gambling.
No. Just not on a free-for-all vacation in Las Vegas.
Although I got to say, I'm probably going to get in trouble with the Las Vegas Commerce Department, but it is not my favorite place to go.
No, it's definitely not a family place.
No. I guess because I don't gamble and I don't drink. I mean, so it's like, what do I do out there?
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, well, I'm glad you're back.
You watch everyone else gamble.
Yeah. And you go and you stop those old ladies that are handing out those horrific cards of the women of the night. That really bothers me when I'm out there.
It's a rough place.
Do you know what I did? I stood next to them.
Story, yes.
I stood next to them and I said, when they would hand out those cards, those pornography cards, I would stand next to them and I would say, that is somebody's daughter.
Wow.
And just make them think. So anyway, we're not talking about that today. We probably will have a show, though, on pornography, because that's a really topic that needs to be discussed, especially in the church. We don't talk about that enough. Big problem.
You know, I met a pastor once, and his theme was always, he talked about the real stuff of life.
Yeah.
It was always the real stuff of life and how you could apply the Bible to the real stuff of life. And that's one thing I like about this program is you talk about the real stuff of life, and that's what we will probably get into today, I'm sure.
We are going to get into that today. Today we're actually going to talk about conflict again. We had a good response to our show last week on conflict. I kind of laid it out last week on why it's so important to not avoid conflict. I used my new book, We Need to Talk, and I based it on that. But it was really a compelling case, I hope, for don't avoid, really try to deal with conflict when it comes up. But today we're going to go into helping people figure out what their conflict styles are.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yes. I have taken the assessment.
There's a conflict quiz on my website, drlindahelps.com or drlindamental.com. You can go to my website. If you click on the banner that where the book is there, it will take you to a page, and there's a free conflict assessment quiz. And we don't sell you anything. We're not trying to do anything, but we really just want that to be something that you can take on your own and that you can find out what your conflict style is. And see if you need to maybe make some changes or work on some things a little bit.
So how do you objectively take a quiz about yourself?
Yeah, I wonder about that because you have to be very honest when you take that quiz. And what's tempting when you take it, it's only 10 questions.
Right.
But so it takes you just a few minutes to do it. But the tempting thing is you can kind of look at the answers and go, oh, I know what I should put down. And I think a lot of people did that.
Yeah.
Although one lady came to one of my book signings and I had my computer out and I let people take the test. She took the test and she was 90% an avoider.
Oh, wow.
And she was really concerned after she got done with that, saying, I definitely need to buy this book because I need to work on this.
Well, there's a lot of self-realization that happens during this assessment because you look at the answers.
Right.
They are multiple choice and you say, that's probably the one that I should check. But if I'm being honest with myself, no, I've got to select this one. And then you have to move on to the next one and go through the whole process again. So it's good for you.
Yeah. So you took it. So what kind of conflict style did you come out with?
As it turns out, I'm a negotiator.
Seriously?
Yes.
Were you honest on that quiz?
Did you think I was a fist fighter?
I thought you were going to come out as an avoider a little bit.
Really?
Did you have any percentage of avoidance when you looked at the numbers, or did you forget to scroll down? Some people forget to scroll down.
No, but I just saw that I was a negotiator. And my question is, does that mean, are there different styles of negotiation as well?
No, there probably are, but what the quiz will tell you is your primary style of dealing with people. And you do have to scroll down a little farther after you get your first answer, because then what it does is it breaks it down into percentages. So when I took the quiz, I was an 80% negotiator and 20% reactor.
Ah.
And I didn't have any avoidance at all in my score.
And a reactor would be someone who just jumps to conclusions.
Someone who gets real intense, gets passionate, really wants to get into it, really feels strongly that we have to talk, and can sometimes be argumentative and get loud sometimes. Think about being reactive and kind of impulsive sometimes. I have to say that in my younger years, that was probably my primary style.
The most shocking person to run into during a conflict is someone who's generally quiet. Not necessarily, they won't jump into the fray, but there is a trigger point where this generally quiet person all of a sudden is right there, ready to go.
Yeah.
How common is that?
Well, that's one of the problems of being an avoider. Because if you're primarily an avoider with conflict and that's your style, and you really don't want to deal with something, and you keep putting it off, or trying not to think about it, or just thinking, okay, I can't do this because it's too scary.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that can happen is that you can have that build up and build up and build up to a point where somebody might say something somewhat innocuous, and all of a sudden you're just triggered and you're exploding. So that's the danger of the avoider style, is that you can become explosive. Then there are those people who just won't talk about things. And they're silent, and they just don't bring up issues. And when you try to bring something up, they don't even react to whatever it is you're wanting to deal with.
And that in and of itself can create conflict, because someone in the situation, the argument, if you will, wants to solve the problem, but the other person refuses to. And then you've got another issue on top of what needed to be solved in the first place.
Well, that usually sets up a pattern that we call the pursuer and the distancer pattern. That's real common among people, where one person is going after the person for the conflict and the other person is backing up or distancing themselves from the conflict. Now, the problem comes when these styles are mismatched. So think about it, Chris. If you have somebody who's an avoider and they're with somebody who's an avoider, it's really not a problem because they both agree we don't want to talk about anything.
Right.
The problem is they don't solve anything.
And then out of nowhere, one of them becomes a reactor.
Yeah.
A nuclear reactor.
Because they're exploding, and then they don't know what to do. They're looking at each other going, we're not touching this with a 10-foot pole, right?
Yeah. Let's call Dr. Linda. Maybe she can help. This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show, and in just a moment, we will come back and talk about what type of conflict assessment person you may be. An avoider, a reactor, we'll find out. You can join Dr. Linda on Facebook, Dr. Linda Mental, author and speaker, and on Twitter at Dr. Linda Helps. And of course, you can learn more about Dr. Linda Mental at drlindamental.com. This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show. We will be right back.
When you have to deal with a conflict, do you avoid, tend to be overly emotional and reactive, or focus on a solution?
I would, first of all, my reaction would be to avoid as long as possible. And then when I felt pressured or there was a time frame that was needed to come up with a solution, then I would work through a solution, because I think I feel better or work better when it's necessary to find a solution.
Conflict is normal, but how you handle it matters. Are you an avoider, reactor, or a negotiator? In her new book, We Need to Talk, Dr. Mental helps you understand your personal approach to conflict. If you want to build and maintain stronger relationships despite conflict, We Need to Talk is a place to start. Dr. Linda Mental's new book will help you learn how to successfully navigate relationship conflict. Available online in your bookstores now.
Learn more about Dr. Linda's book by visiting drlindahelps.com, drlindahelps.com.
When you have to deal with a conflict, do you avoid, tend to be overly emotional and reactive, or focus on a solution?
I tend to be overly emotional and reactive because I don't deal with stress well.
I can relate to him totally because I used to be that kind of person too. But the good news is you can work on your style and you can change the way that you behave. So welcome back. This is the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. I'm Dr. Linda Mintel here with Chris Weigel, where we're doing life together and we're talking about conflict styles today.
That's right. If you've been to the drlindamintel.com website, you've seen the conflict assessment quiz. And we've taken that quiz and we've learned a lot about ourselves. And it's a place where you can also learn about yourself and improve your relationship if you go in knowing what type of person you are when stress happens.
Yeah, and so it's really easy. It's 10 questions. It takes you just a few minutes. It spits you out an answer, and it tells you your primary style, what percentage of the styles that you possess, and then you can have somebody else take it, and the two of you can compare your types of styles, because the real issue here, Chris, is whether or not your style matches somebody that you're married to or somebody that you're in a relationship with, because the problems come when there's a mismatch of styles. So we talked about if you have an avoider with an avoider,
right?
It's really okay in terms of getting along with the person, mm-hmm, because both of you are agreeing you're not going to talk about anything. Now, it's not okay in terms of getting things accomplished, in terms of solutions and reconciling issues, because you're not talking about issues. Same is true as if you have a fighter or a reactor person with a reactor person.
Oh, wow.
Those two people usually get along great. And they're high energy. There's a lot of emotion. Mm-hmm. Usually there's a lot of yelling, or they're fighting at kind of a high decibel level. But the issue is they're both comfortable with that style. But again, do they resolve things? Maybe, maybe not. And do they hurt each other in the process? That could
probably
be the issues. Yeah.
But then if you have a negotiator with an avoider, you've got a very frustrated negotiator. And chances are you've got a frustrated avoider, too, because they don't want to hear it right now.
Right, right. So then that mismatch is a problem again, because one person wants to resolve and the other person wants to avoid. So that's what the fun of this quiz is that you can take it and then someone else can take it. And you can look at your two styles and see how things are.
The percentage, again, I'm a negotiator.
Right.
And I didn't look at the percentages of what other
styles that you had.
Right.
Yeah.
I see here competitive style.
That wasn't on the quiz.
Ah.
No, there are a couple more styles. I didn't assess everything. Mm-hmm. But the competitive style is another style. And that is not a great style in interpersonal relationships.
See, that's me to some degree.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
because I'll get into an argument with someone, and or not necessarily an argument, but just a discussion. But then I find myself wanting to one-up them.
Yeah, and want to win.
Yeah, see, I can't let them have that ground.
Yeah.
You know,
and the problem with that, there's a big problem with that. The mm-hmm. problem with that is that if you're always trying to win the argument, you hurt people along the way, mm-hmm. or you're not accommodating and giving in a lot of times. It's not that you give in always, but you're not accommodating the other person's style. So competitive styles can tend to get you in trouble.
Within a competitive style, you say that one of the tactics is lying.
Well, because you'll do anything to win. See, that's the issue is sometimes people, if it's all about winning, then they'll do anything that they can to win. And that's where it gets hurtful at times.
What about an accommodating style?
That's another style that isn't on the quiz, but it mm-hmm. is actually a style that is more natural because to people who are agreeable by nature. So if you think about it, do you know people who just seem to be agreeable no matter what? You kind of bring things up. They just kind of, okay, yeah, I can go along with that. Or, you know, that seems reasonable to me. Yeah, let's just do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you have that type of style of a personality, even in your everyday relationships, that's a great style because you will tend to get along with people. But the accommodator sometimes suffers from the idea that I'm not really getting my needs met. So if I'm constantly accommodating other people, the danger of that style is that you might begin to resent.
Right.
And you might have moments where you say, well, what about me?
Mm.
What about my needs?
Well, you may begin to feel, what's the word, railroaded?
Yeah, a little bit, because you're constantly giving in to what the other person wants. So that is a good character trait to have, but if you're doing it all the time, it can create problems for you and that you feel like my needs aren't getting met.
We've talked about the avoiders and the reactors and the negotiators. This one should be fun. What about those who are hostile?
That is the absolutely worst style of conflict that you can have. And that wasn't even on the quiz because I don't want anybody to hopefully identify with that. Although, if you have a hostile style in which you become very critical and defensive and contemptuous, and if you do that, I would encourage you to listen to the show we did on We Need to Talk on just conflict in general, because we talked a lot about that last week. But people who use this style tend to blame others. They personally attack their character and their behavior. And the problem with that is it leads to a lack of connection. And over time, it really creates major problems in relationships. This is the type of style that leads to separation, to divorce, to loneliness, to unhappiness. This is not a style you want to adopt. And it doesn't end well when you're hostile with people. And so if you have that style, you do probably need to go work with somebody to make some major changes in the way you deal with conflict.
What is the difference between someone who's an avoider and someone who is accommodating? Which one of those is worst paired up with a hostile person?
Well, I think if you're an avoider with someone who's hostile, you're probably not going to get in so much trouble because you're just avoiding the issues and you're staying clear. And actually, if you're in a dangerous relationship where somebody is unsafe, it's probably better not to confront that person unless there's some safety measures involved or you have another person in the room. So that probably wouldn't get you in trouble as much as someone who is trying to confront an issue. You don't want to accommodate a hostile style either, because you don't want to encourage the person to continue to behave that way because it's so destructive to a relationship. So you got to look at these styles. I think we're looking more on the assessment of, do you avoid, do you get really reactive, or are you one of those people who tries to negotiate, tries to get to a solution? Of course, the style that works the best is when you try to be a negotiator. So let's look a little bit at what some people sent us in terms of their comments.
Well, before we do, as I look at these styles of conflicts, why am I saying hostile?
I don't know, because you're hostile, or it's like tomato or tomato.
Right. It's hostile.
It depends on where you come from, I guess, in life.
Confused me a little bit. Yeah. MyFaithRadio.com is where you can go to learn more about Dr. Linda, hear clips from the show, download an entire show, and then you will also find this week's blog.
Yeah, I would really encourage people to go to that page. But if you go to that page on MyFaithRadio.com, it's a great page because the blog is right there. Mm-hmm. And then to listen to one of the past shows or even to listen to this show again, it's simple. That's what I like. There's a little button. You just click on the button and it comes right up. So I had comments, Chris, from the last couple of weeks. I've had comments from people. They've emailed me and said, can I listen to those shows over again? And that's a great way to do it. Just go to the page, click on the archive button, and it will bring up those shows again. And you can listen as many times as you like and share them with your friends.
It's MyFaithRadio.com. Search for the Dr. Linda Mental Show. And you can also, like you said, share the program with friends after you've downloaded it.
And there is a comment place there. So you can send us a question. You can send us a comment. And we really want you to comment on our social media. So Chris mentioned that the Twitter is at Dr. Linda Helps. My Facebook page is Dr. Linda Mental, author and speaker, because we want to get your feedback. Each week we have a social media question that we ask. We would love you to chime in. And we've got responses this week. So we did ask that question about what conflict style are you? And Sue has a long answer. It's a good answer, though. She says, I'm an avoider. Avoiders need to learn to give negotiators a time frame when they will deal with the issue. So here's her example. How about over coffee tomorrow at 10 o'clock? And she says it's interesting because every couple that she deals with has a negotiator or reactor and an avoider.
Oh, wow.
So she said a light bulb goes off when people figure out who is really in control and what their style is. So she's thanking me because she said this was so helpful for her to take the quiz and figure out her style.
See, now, there may be some avoidance in me because I would say, how about coffee at 10 and then just not show up?
Yeah, that would be the avoider for sure.
This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show. You can join Dr. Linda on Facebook at Dr. Linda Mental, author and speaker, and on Twitter at Dr. Linda Helps. We'll be right back.
When you have to deal with a conflict, do you avoid, tend to be overly emotional and reactive, or focus on a solution?
Well, it's a mixture of both. First, I tend to avoid it just in order for me to actually think about a solution to the problem. And when I actually finally come up with a solution on how to deal with the conflict, then I face the person or deal with it the way that it's supposed to be dealt with.
Did you know you have a conflict style? Everybody does. Are you a conflict avoider? Maybe you don't avoid, but instead react intensely. Or perhaps you are a great negotiator. Dr. Linda Mental offers a free conflict quiz when you visit her website, www.drlindahelps.com. Click on the picture of her latest book, We Need to Talk. Then have a friend or your partner take the quiz too, and see if you can navigate conflict successfully.
To take the conflict style quiz, click on the cover of Dr. Linda's latest book at drlindahelps.com.
We need to talk.
Here we go again.
I'm in trouble.
Uh-oh, something's wrong.
This is gonna be a long night.
Oh no, not again. What did I do this time?
We need to talk. Four words that can stop a conversation and grip us with anxiety. Let's be honest. These words usually mean something is wrong, and we are about to go into the world of feelings, a place not everyone likes to visit. If you are smart, you won't begin a conversation with these four words. The phrase, we need to talk, puts most of us on the defensive. We need to talk takes time and energy. It can be exhausting and doesn't always end with a quick fix. But the idea behind we need to talk is important to making our relationships work. It's our cue that something needs to be addressed.
Dr. Linda Mental's latest book, We Need to Talk, is available now in bookstores everywhere, or visit her online at drlindahelps.com. drlindahelps.com.
When you have to deal with a conflict, do you avoid, tend to be overly emotional and reactive, or focus on a solution?
I think it depends on the situation, but generally I would avoid confrontation or a conflict. That's just my coping mechanism with these things. I don't like to deal with confrontation.
We have a lot of avoiders out there, and that's one of the reasons why I wrote the book, We Need to Talk, is because I know from being a therapist for over 25 years that a lot of people have trouble dealing with conflict when it comes up in their lives.
Oh, and that's the worst thing you can hear as an avoider. It's when someone walks up to you and says, we need to talk. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's scary. It's scary. Here's what Paula said on social media. She chimed in and she said, I hate conflict, and so I move quickly and decisively to resolve it, no matter how painful.
Ah.
Letting it linger sucks the life right out of you.
She's like Hilda. Hilda basically said the same thing. She's a negotiator. Letting it go is never a win-win for anyone.
That's a very good point. And Norm wrote, it's kind of similar. He said, deal with it now. Negotiate a solution. Avoiders, like cheaters, never prosper.
Never prosper. Is it possible that negotiators are more type A type people?
I would say negotiators are probably not type A people because they're the calm, rational, they don't get reactive to things, but they want to get it done. Mm-hmm. When you're a negotiator, you want to get it done, but you're always thinking, how can I address this? How can we solve the problem? What is the solution going to be? So you don't have to be this type A driven person to do that. You just are one of these people who says, you know what? There's a conflict here. There's a problem. And last week on the show, I talked a lot about the biblical model, which is that you go to your brother or sister and that you deal with the issue, that really from a biblical point of view, we didn't see Jesus being an accommodator to people. We didn't see him appeasing people when he would deal with people. He was very direct. He dealt with people in a calm and loving way. So speaking the truth in love, so important when you're dealing with conflict. That may calm things down.
Now, Dr. Linda, as a counselor, Elena's comment goes into exactly what I was about to ask you.
Okay.
At what point in conflict do you seek help?
Well, here's what Elena says. She said, my husband used to be the avoider, I the reactor. Through counseling, we have both learned to be negotiators. It wasn't an easy trait to take on, but after hard work, learning to pick a time to go for a long walk or do something like that, it really helped us. Hmm. So if you're finding that you're having a lot of conflict, because one of the things we know in the research is that children don't do well in families with a lot of high conflict that is at a very high level.
Right.
So that real reactive, hostile, real explosive style of conflict, that does hurt children. So if you feel like you're getting to that point and your conflict is escalating in your relationships, it would be a really good idea to get with a coach. You know, there's a lot of coaches. If you don't want to do counseling, mm-hmm. counselors can certainly help you. Obviously, I'm a mental health therapist, so I'm recommending that to help people. But coaches can help, too. You can get life coaches who can help you deal with conflict a whole lot better. But I think it's good to get help if you're struggling.
We've got two young girls in our house, and before a conversation gets escalated, they can see it coming minutes before. They are so in tune to that interpersonal relationship.
That's a really good point, because also from the studies that we know that children can also sense the silent treatment. So when there's couples who don't argue, you know, loudly, but they use the silent treatment on each other, which is a form of avoidance, those kids can feel it and they don't do well in that situation as well. So if nothing else, if you're dealing in a family and you are saying, I need to do this because I'm going to help my kids and I'm going to show them good conflict models, that's a good thing to do.
We've only got a minute left in the show, but since you brought it up, can you talk about the dangers of the silent treatment, because it is very deadly to a relationship?
Well, they don't learn good conflict models. That's the problem, is that when you're dealing with a relationship and you give the silent treatment, then you're not figuring out a way to resolve your differences. You're holding on to that stuff, and you can be very, very resentful and bitter with somebody who does the silent treatment. That is in my mind, that's kind of a cruel thing to do to somebody, is just to refuse to talk. Well, we could go on, and we really have run out of time for today. So I want to say many thanks to my co-host, Chris Weigel, our producer, Paul Vanderbosch, our woman on the street, Erica McLeod, from all of us here at Faith Radio. We'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, remember, every Saturday, we are here doing life together, and it's always better when you don't have to do it alone. Talk to you next week.
Dr. Linda Mintel Show is a production of WWMC Radio, Lynchburg, Virginia.